Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. I get up and nothing gets me
down. You got it tough. Welcome back to 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and that's also my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Have a great visit with a great American, Governor Pete DuPont, the chairman of the National Center for Policy Analysis, former governor of Delaware, former member of Congress, former presidential candidate. I'd be very happy to be a citizen of America where there was a President Pete DuPont. And Governor, thanks again for hanging out with us and for your wisdom and your thoughts. You've been doing this a long time. When you look at the track record of President Obama, what are your thoughts?
Well, first of all, I think a lot of people were surprised that Hillary Clinton didn't win the election, and that was that was just the kind of the beginning. But just before being elected back in 2008, Barack Obama said, and this is his quote, "We are 5 days away from fundamentally transforming the United States of America." Well, that's exactly what he's done. And when you look at what's happened in the country, first, 17% of the economy was taken out of health care and given to the government. That's a big change, 17%.
That's what Obamacare did, and the Supreme Court upheld that in a wacky ruling.
Yep. That's exactly right. Secondly, there's huge increase in federal spending. We've seen the deficit,
$5 trillion in new debt.
Exactly right, and it just gets bigger and bigger. And I would guess that it's once Election Day is over, if he gets elected, it's going to get even bigger still. So that's kind of a second change. The third one is the decision to raise taxes. The Bush tax cuts are going to, he extended them for a little bit, and that was a very good thing. But now they're going to expire at the end of the year, unless something happens. And that's going to put an enormous burden on an awful lot of people. And the final thing that strikes me as very odd is the availability and affordability of energy, and the country is kind of stopping energy from increasing, not helping it. So that's a bad thing too. So those are four things that are really different from the way America used to be, and that's the kind of issue that I think candidate Romney needs to make.
Here's what makes no sense to me, Governor. And I just really wish somebody would explain it to me. All four things that you just identified, when they're polled about those things, nobody the Obamacare taking over our health system has like a 60-something percent disapproval. Most Americans do not like that.
Right.
They're concerned about spending. They're concerned about the debt. Obviously, nobody likes to pay almost $4 a gallon for gas. So when you poll people about those issues, people hate them. They don't like them. But then when you poll them about President Obama, you don't get the same response. Why aren't these actual results that are happening on his watch? Why aren't they landing on him? And is it because the press refuses? And unemployment, we got 20-something million people unemployed. Is it because the press is not pushing it, they're not asking, they're not writing about it? Whenever something comes up about Obama, they'd rather write about something that Romney did wrong. What do you think?
Well, I think that's true, and I think that's what we see in the paper. But the other part of the problem is that Mr. Romney really needs to make the case on those four things, for example, and he can several more in addition, but he's got to make the case that America is
do you think he's got bad leadership in his campaign? What do you think it is?
I don't know what it is.
You're a pro at this. What's the problem?
I don't know. And it seems to me that the campaign, if you ask people, you know, what are the three or four things that Romney stands for, it's very hard to get anybody who can say that. They think about it for a minute and they're not sure about this or that. But I think the Romney campaign really needs to put together three or four things that are the objective of it all. So right.
The thing about it, Governor, you're a governor as was he. You were a governor as was he. So you've got that perspective on Romney. You understand how he would govern. I'm a business owner as was he, and I believe that he's going to be, you know, that a business owner is going to be better for the economy than somebody who was a community organizer. And I'm not saying that in a disparaging way. That's just what I believe. But so it's not hard for me to understand this, but other people are paying attention to it in a different way. And I mean, I'm amazed that people aren't raising all kinds of cane because we've got so much unemployment, because gas prices are so high, because their insurance is about to be taken over, their life health care is about to be taken over the government. I'm amazed that there isn't more outcry about that right now. How can this be?
Well, you're right, and it seems to me that most people listening to what you just said will agree with you that things aren't going well. The taxes are going to be too high, and the government spending's too big, and so forth.
Do you think the Romney campaign believed that there would be that kind of outcry, and they wouldn't have to work that hard?
Oh, I think the Romney campaign believed that he was going to be way in the lead after people started
kick Obama out because of the job he's doing. Yeah. You got to make the case, folks. America, right? Americans have to be sold. We don't just roll over. Quick break. Right back with Governor Pete DuPont. I'm Jim Blassingham. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.